This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Hi everyone, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your DJ Craig and enjoy the show. We've got a lot in store, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, hey guys. That was Riot by Earl Sweatshirt. And I'd just like to intro my three guests for tonight. So we have Gabe.
Hello, my name is Gabe.
We have Auden.
Hello, it's Auden.
And we have Ben.
Hi, pleasure to meet you.
So yeah, we'll have some conversations occurring later in the show, but for now, enjoy Kerosene by Eve Tumor.
See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother Noomse. Group to say I'm too choosy. Take him to the show and talk all through the movies. Says she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesdays. If we up at Fridays, I still have it my way. Gone.
We strive at home.
Gone.
I ride on chrome. Y'all don't want no pride from me. What you rappers could get is a job for me. Maybe you could be my intern. An intern, I'll show you how I cook up summer in the winter. Aaron love the raw dog, when will he learn? Caught something on the Usher tour, he had to let it burn. Plus he already got three churn. Arguing over babysitters like, bitch, it's your turn. Damn, yeah, it be stupid to ditch you. Even your superficial raps is super official. Rock pastel with Gucci on. With TVs in the ride, throw a movie on. Said he couldn't rap, now he at the top with Doobie Long. Cause I dookie on any song that they do me on. Gone.
We strive at home. I ride on chrome. Killer Cam, killer who? Killer Cam, hustler, grinder, gorilla, true. Oh, march until the blue. You ever dealt with a dealer? Well, here's the deal, Molly, going to the dealer. Boo. No concealing, no ceiling, I don't need a roof. Act up, get out, I don't need you. Poof, poof, be going damn tough luck, dag, but dag. Niggas still doing puff, puff, pass. Pull the truck up fast, and I tell them, hey, back in the touched up jack shit. Your niggas won't get in Cam cerebellum. An old man just gonna tell them. Then I see how you're gonna react when I'm gone. My last girl want me back, then I'm gone. Fine, stay, you got the grind, hey. Came back, read what the sign say. Yes, I know you wanna see my demise. Love the church boy acting like a thief in disguise. Ain't even my size, see the greed in my eyes. Ask happy, I hustle, boy, weed to the shy. Shit, and that ain't even a lie, please believe me. Gave Weezy a piece of the pie. You can ask Georgia, Regina, Gina, whole west side. I explore with the Beamer now. We strive at home. I ride on chrome. Listen, homeboy, move on. That's your best bet. Why is that cause?
Yeah. I've been pouring out some liquor for the fact that my pal's gone. And trying to help his mama with the fact that her child's gone. And since we used the bubble like a tub full of Calgon, guess it's only right that I should help her from now on. But since they got a foul on, what could have gone wrong? Now they asking cons, how long has this gone on? And maybe all this money might have gone to my head. Cause it got me thinking money might have gone to the Fed. So I ain't going to the dread, but he ain't going up to bed. And when I came the next morning, he was gone my bread. And with that being said, I ain't gone my instincts. And going to the spots where they go to get mixed drinks. But looking back now, I should've gone to the crib and really gone with the wind. Cause I'd have gone to my tent, but I ain't gone, my friend. And we had gone to the bar and heard a nigga talking shit, so I ain't gone to the car. And now the judge is telling me that I ain't gone too far. And I'll be gone for 20 years doing time behind bars. And since I've gone to a cell for some petty crimes, I guess I've gone to the well one too many times. Cause I'm gone.
Sometimes years out, so the powers that be won't let me get my ideas out. And that make me wanna get my advance out and move to Oklahoma and just live in my aunt's house. Yeah, I romance the thought of leaving it all behind. Kanye, step away from the limelight, like when I was on the grind in the 1999. Before model chicks was bending over, or dealerships asked me, Benz a Rover. Man, if I could just get one beat on Hover, we could get up off the sheep ass sofa. What the summer of the shy got to offer a 18 year old? Sell drugs to get a job, you gotta play Euro. My dog worked at Taco Bell, hooked us up plural. Fired a week later, the manager count the churro. Sometimes I can't believe it when I look up in the mirror. How we out in Europe, spending euros. They claim you never know what you got till it's gone. I know I got it, I don't know what y'all on. I'ma open up a store for aspiring MCs. Won't sell them no dream, but the inspiration is free. But if they ever flip sides like Anakin, you will sell everything, including the mannequin. They got a new bitch, now you Jennifer Aniston. Hold on, I'll handle it. Don't start panicking, stay calm. Shorty's at the door, cause they need more inspiration for their life, they souls, and they songs. They said, sorry, Mr. West is gone.
All right, last one.
Guys, so we're gonna do a little interview. So we can start off with I'd just like to thank all 20 listeners for tuning in right now. 2:26 a.m. I appreciate the commitment. I'm just glad that our paths have crossed. So here's a question for Gabe. What's the most profound experience you've ever had?
So this is somewhat of a difficult question, I'd say. A lot of times, you know, when I'm just going throughout my day, I have really minute experiences that are rather unprecedented for me. For example, about junior in high school, basically, you know, I'd been driving for a while. This is my first winter that I'd driven a car, and I turned the windows, you know, being from Arizona, I'm used to the heat, the warmth, and I rolled the windows down at about 7:30 a.m. on my way to school, and I felt a cold breeze. You know, we had gotten some nice monsoons in July and October, and it was finally starting to cool off, and the air was rather moist. You know, I think I was listening to Thundercat or something. I'm not really sure what I was listening to. I have a whole playlist if anyone was interested.
Big fan of Thundercat.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Yeah, I love Thundercat.
Did you guys see him recently?
Oh, yeah, we actually went to a concert on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Gabe, you were in attendance for a period of time.
House of Blues, Boston.
Anywho.
Great venue.
Anywho, Thundercat was on. You know, I was doing my thing, driving to school with the windows down, experiencing the moist, cool air that was something I hadn't experienced in Tucson. It was really enjoyable. I kind of started to... It woke me up briskly in the morning. Because this was before I started drinking coffee. I would drink the Earl Grey tea every morning. I'd wake up. I was pretty lazy, so I wouldn't use the tea kettle. I would use the microwave. So I would fill up a little coffee cup, fill it with water, microwave it for about 90 seconds. Sometimes I do a minute, or a minute 20.
Wait.
And, yeah, anywho, I would put an Earl Grey tea in there. It was really fucking good.
I guess that one's not working or something. What the fuck?
Alright, can we hear...
No.
Listeners.
Sorry. I'm talking
can
about.
Can any of you hear us?
No one can hear Gabe. I'm getting.
But they can hear everyone else.
I'm getting a multitude of texts. I hear myself in my headphones. I know I'm on right now.
Can you hear me?
Oh, actually, Loki, I can hear
you. Wait.
Wait, can you guys hear me now?
Ethan, can you hear any of us?
I've been talking for like Ethan, 3 minutes. Just straight.
Some technical difficulties, potentially. We apologize for that.
Greg, just ask me the question again.
It's no worries. Anyways, so Gabe, you're talking about these monsoons?
Okay, the most profound experience. Have you guys heard about that? At all?
It's like mumbles. Okay. It should be good
right
now.
Right now you can.
Okay, well, anywho.
Okay.
I think did it.
The most profound experience for me was
it's good now. Go
my
ahead.
Junior year of high school, the first winter that I'd ever encountered as a new driver, because I was born in April. I'm a Taurus. I didn't learn how to drive until the summer. And my first winter driving, I just totaled a car, which was really exciting. So I was driving a separate vehicle, and it was the first car I'd bought for myself. It's quite pleasant. I drove to school for the first time, after a nice rainy monsoons. We'd gotten about 3.5 inches of rain. That might not seem like much for most people, but it was pretty exciting for us. The desert was, it was nice.
Get on with your story, bro.
Yeah. So I was driving to school on the first cool day. The air was moist, brisk. It was like 7:30 a.m. Ben is laughing at me for some reason. It's making me uncomfortable. Ben, please calm down, please. Anywho, I was driving to school. I was driving one of my friend's little brothers to school.
Yeah.
His name was Henry.
Let's pick up the pace here.
I'm from Tucson, Arizona, by the way. I'm used to the warmth, and so the cool was really pleasant for me. Anyhow, that was a profound experience for me because it was my first time experiencing that, driving, listening to Thundercat in the morning before I'd really woken up. I didn't drink coffee. I drank Earl Grey tea, which I would, in the morning, I would microwave my cup of water and put an Earl Grey packet in there. I'm being signaled to speed up, so basically that was pretty profound for me because it was such a minute, insignificant moment in my life.
The mundane things, right?
Are the insignificant things in life
have value. Yeah.
It was pleasant. I mean,
I totally get that.
I'd never experienced that before. And just being this new, irrationally enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
It should have been boring. I was driving to school.
It shouldn't mean anything, but
it was early in the morning. I wasn't even awake.
Yeah.
But it did.
The simplicity of it.
And the incomplexity of these types of things is what is really profound to me.
Yeah. No, I completely...
I mean, you mix them together, and it creates life, and creates the intricacies of life, but individually, they're insignificant.
Yeah.
Profound.
All right, well, thanks for that input. We're going to have some music now.
Yeah. kinda burned out. I've been waiting so long. I guess I've just been watching your mouth. Try to form the words of a love song. And honey, will you sing it for me? Get it stuck inside my head. Cutting letters out of a magazine. I'll write myself a ransom love note instead. Honestly, it's kind of my fault. I've been wasting my time, but I would rather watch you from miles away than be a little closer and bored and blind.
All right, so back with another interview question. That was Bored and Blind by Ella Jane. A tough student that my very own guest Auden had a relationship with, knew her. Poor choice of words there, but Auden, you want to talk about that?
You know, Ella Jane, I'm not going to release any other, you know, personal details about her real last name and whatnot. But no, we've been family friends for a long time. She was at my kindergarten birthday party. It was themed as orange, like the color.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna let that sink in.
It was, I prefer the color red.
Okay, well, so yeah, no, she was at my kindergarten birthday party, and we grew up in the same town. And she's an awesome, yeah, Irvington, New York. She's an awesome musician. I think she sold out her shows, but if you can,
guys, listen to The City. It's really fucking good.
The City's amazing, and go to her shows. She has one in Brooklyn in December, and another in LA. So if you guys are in any of those areas, I'll definitely check her out. That's all I got.
Okay, I got another question. So this is for Auden. Ben, you can join in as well. How do you see yourself dying, and like what stage of, like what will, like at what point will you die, and how will you die? And
you know, I think Auden has some really good ideas on
also,
this.
Also, why is it a point? That's so limiting.
It's a point in your lifetime.
Like, I mean, at what, like,
but like
at
I
what
feel
stage?
Like you
at
have
stage?
To define what dying.
Like, do you see yourself dying young? Do you see yourself
right.
dying
so
old?
So I'm gonna answer this question because it's directed towards myself.
Because like, I guess it can mean what you're getting at is like the body, the soul, and the mind.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I could totally see myself dying, like mentally. All right, in, like,
Gabe's
5 years.
Gabe's not talking to Mike, so we're just I'm just gonna answer this question.
You guys can hear me, right?
All
right.
Gabe, you had your okay, yeah.
So personally, I think it's inevitable that the world descends into an apocalypse within the next 35, 40 years.
So within our lifetimes, yeah.
In terms of global warming, sea levels are going to rise to a level that's like beyond whatever sandbags we put in Jersey City. Like, I just think we're all basically, like, half of the population is going to drown. And the rest of us that are on the coast, like myself, Irvington, New York, Ben too.
It's not going to just like tsunami us.
It's not going to tsunami
it'll be
us.
Slow. People will just leave.
It's going to be slow. People will leave to the Midwest, but no one wants to live in the Midwest. So, like,
basically. So, you think you're going to live in Irvington for the rest of your life?
I'm definitely not living in Irvington for the rest of my life. I think a big part of the future is going to be houses on rafts. I think that the technology that we use to create flotation devices like rafts, sort of like the Titanic, I don't know if you guys have seen that
maybe
movie.
Maybe homemade or professionally made,
like Leonardo DiCaprio, all that stuff. I don't know if you guys have seen that
He's
movie, but rafts like that. I think we're just gonna build full homes, regardless of luxury.
Oh, interesting.
I think the future generations are gonna have to live on those as the world slowly heats up.
Ben would make like a 4-story raft and it would tip over.
No, it would definitely. Tip over. Ben has no
a raft. You think I'm gonna be living on a raft? I'm either going to be in space with Elon, or I'm going to be underwater.
Elon's not going to space.
I thought you were
going
to say Spain, and I was going to be like, that would be pretty dope.
But you said, all right. Spain's going under. So is New York. We're going to have to live with that. I don't know if you guys have read The Kim Stanley Robinson book, 2140.
Invest in Arizona. It will be prime real estate.
All right, Gabe is really hogging mic time. But Kim Stanley Robinson, there's a novel called 2140. It sort of outlines the future of New York in this world where we all sort of go underwater and we have to deal with life sort of on skyscrapers, the roofs of skyscrapers, sort of traveling around New York City. And I think that's sort of the future.
Gabe, are you going to be in Ibiza?
All right. These two are really really not doing well. But so that's my take. I think we're going to end up drowning or on raft houses. And I would definitely tell you to ask Ethan LeBlanc.
It's going to rise to like less than an inch a year.
You're
not going to drown.
40 to 50 years.
It will just be really unpleasant.
So I would definitely ask Ethan LeBlanc for designs for these raft houses. I've heard he's been working on them. Shout out Tufts Architecture. That's all. That's my
take. Yeah.
Did you know Auden paints? Tell us about it, Auden.
Okay. About my paintings, they're like, I don't know if if you guys have heard of furries.
He uses condiments for them.
Right. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard of furries.
So you just paint Rubik's Cubes all day?
Right, furries. So,
okay.
I have a profound, to repeat the word we've used earlier, profound interest in furry culture, which is a similar subculture to that of speed cubing.
Okay, interesting.
So, you know, I try to...
I always confuse the two.
Yeah.
It's good you make that distinction.
No, there's a huge Northeastern community around both of those. So, furries are definitely my interest right now. I was interested in landscape about 6 months ago, but I've transitioned since then. So, I don't know.
What sort of landscapes?
I like to focus on sort of water-based... I don't know if...
Aquatics.
I don't know if you've heard of the Hudson River. But
doesn't ring any bells.
Right. So
I know the Hudson, Charles.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But the Hudson River is definitely a great body of water to paint and interact with.
Yeah. No, I'm always swimming in there. Like, so the other day, I was talking with my friend. His name is Siam. Shout out Siam. And he was just... we were talking about how we're always like the water that I use for my hot tub is fresh from the Hudson River.
Is it a jacuzzi or a hot tub?
Guys, it's
a
hot tub. What are your thoughts on pneumonia?
I actually have a recent friend. Shout out Aditya Parashar, straight out of New Delhi, India.
It's actually regular Delhi.
It's just normal Delhi. He's not cool enough for their new one, but friend Aditya Parashar just recently diagnosed with pneumonia. We pray for him. We give our thoughts.
He does like 5 push-ups a day to fight it off now.
You know, he's an absolute beast in the gym.
He also eats avocados too now.
Like half for breakfast.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We should also mention that CVS in Davis Square did not fill his prescription. So we're going to be, all of the Tufts community is going to be boycotting the CVS in Davis Square. I repeat, all of... Tufts community will be boycotting the CVS.
And I would just like to comment an alternative CVS and pharmacy, 532 Medford Street.
We're only going to be boycotting their ketchup products.
Most of the ketchup products. But definitely 532 Medford Street CVS is absolutely amazing. Their customer service is unmatched.
Really, you know when you get an apple and it's all shiny? Oh, waxy. Their grapes are really waxy. I got like 2 packages of grapes from that CVS. A lot of wax.
Also, I'd like to just give a quick shout out to DJ Daw. He's absolutely killing it on Aux. And you guys are in
shout
for
out DJ
an amazing
Daw.
Grupa. But yeah, no, he's killing our Aux, and we're going to listen to some great music. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio.
Tufts Reform.
Guys, we're back for one more interview question. This time we're going to be asking Ben. And I mean, part of this show is just to get an insight into the lives of Tufts students. So we're going to ask Ben a bit personal question. Like, we'll start off a bit broad. Tell me how you see the next 10 years of your going, like life path wise, like what steps you're going to take to reach your goals.
So are we talking personally or academically?
Personally.
Professionally.
However you interpret the prompt.
I redefine goals.
Okay.
As an individual.
Right, well, let me take off my shirt first. It's getting hot in here.
It's right. His second shirt.
While Ben is stalling his answer, I'm just gonna give one quick goal that he could probably use.
He's wearing a really cool tank top.
Very cool tank top. Chelsea football. Shout out Chelsea football. You guys are killing it in the league right now.
He just got a regular wife beater and, you know, sewed on.
Yeah, he drew the Chelsea football logo. Anyways, my one goal that I'd like to offer to this conversation, definitely waking up before 6 a.m. It changes your life. I've been doing that for the past 4 years now.
You said 6?
6 a.m. I've been doing it for the past 4 years now.
It's a little late.
And my productivity has absolutely skyrocketed. I'm curious to see what Ben's goals are, but I'm just saying.
Well, you wouldn't even hit sunrise on like over the summer.
Right. Well, that's because it
depends where you are geographically.
Right. I was going to say, I travel to Greece often. So 6 a.m. there is very different than 6 a.m. in Piermont, New York. But if you want to comment on, you know, your routine, your personal goals, where you see your routine changing, improving in the next 10 years, I'd love to hear it.
Can they hear me?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot of like room for improvement in terms of my routine. But I guess maybe I could sleep a little less. But at the moment, I'm just like...
Ben consumes about 1,400 milligrams of caffeine a day and pre-workout.
They can't hear Gabe. Continue, Ben.
Can they not hear me?
No.
Oh,
just continue.
Ben consumes about 1,400 milligrams of caffeine and two full scoops of pre-workout per day.
Okay, wait. This just in.
He wakes up with 7 espresso shots.
Auden woke up actually this morning at 10 a.m. Auden, do you have anything to say to this?
You know, there's this whole thing. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called daylight savings. And so it's I don't know how to best describe
this
it.
This is a naturally occurring phenomenon?
Right. So no, it's a culturally implemented change in literally the time of day. It's a crazy idea. And I was just talking to one of my professors about this. I forget the name of the inventor of daylight savings, but it is like some crazy like Western idealist.
I want to see the Northern Lights.
There's plenty of rationale behind this. Why do you think? Why do you think public universities start much earlier than private universities on the East Coast, West Coast specifically?
I mean, I mean, I'm just letting you guys, like, I've rarely visited the West Coast. The one time I've truly visited,
But have you ever seen the Northern Lights?
Right. So the Northern Lights, I actually saw them. They're made up. I actually saw them in the Southern Hemisphere. It was some crazy experience.
Where were you?
I was actually in Argentina.
He was north of the Northern Lights.
I don't know if you guys have heard of,
Southern Lights.
Have you ever been to Bogota?
I think his name's, Lionel Messi. But yeah, no. So I have family friends. So I have family friends with him. And so like the Northern Lights are like crazy down there. And yeah, no. Back to Ben's life goals though.
Yeah, so in terms of my life goals, aside from seeing the Northern Lights at some point in my life, I mean, that's a pretty big one. That is a very big life goal of mine.
The Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Bucket list item, even.
So yes. I do wanna run a marathon with my mother. And so,
why your mother and not your father?
Your sister.
So my mom is,
Or myself, even.
She's a lovely woman, in case you were wondering.
Right, I don't quite,
Ben, I thought you wanted a serious question.
A genuine question.
Ben, do you genuine
right, let's wrap
give
this
us
up,
some
guys.
Genuine
come on.
Just let, okay. Let Ben so have the next 2 minutes.
I've started running a bit. You know, increasing my Jonah miles, if you will. And pretty soon I'm going to be at 26.2, which will get me to where I need to be.
Marathon, for the listeners that don't know.
It is what it is. You know, some people call it a marathon. Others call it a sprint.
That's actually rounded incorrectly.
Anyways, yeah, so guys, I'm super happy that you guys stayed on for the show. I know it's late. It is a Friday for us, Veterans Day tomorrow. Respect all of your veterans. They do a lot for us. I do not want to go overseas, I'm not going to lie. So it's basically a Friday, guys. Thank you for staying up with us. It's almost 3 a.m. DJ Dog, your favorite DJ on air, is going to play us something absolutely incredible. Yeah.
DJ Dog, what are your plans for the rest of the night?
I'm going to bed after this.
DJ Dog makes mac and cheese, but it's flavored with hot Cheetos.
All right. Well, speaking of Veterans Day, let's close this out with some veteran JPEG Mafia.
JPEG.
Vard, Morrissey, yeah. Bunch of timid white, who can't fuck with me? My daddy told me these white bitches can't keep a key. Fifth in his face, got him singing C. Never mind, you're me. Okay, fuck a Johnny Rotten, I want Lil B. Fuck you niggas talking, this a killing spree. Pull up on a cracker, bumping Lil P. God damn. Holy shit. Got my reparations, bought some jewelry. Hey, I'm a left wing Hades. 26 with a fresh 380.
Let me show you exactly how we do it down in the country, baby. This Alabama, though.
Watch make you go cockeyed. Rags make you walk outside. And you know I rock real diamond. Dini got a look on it.
And on my dick, cause I'm edgy. Sit your pale ass down, have a Pepsi. Yeah, I'm way past flexing. Feel the dab in my chest, this is venting.
That That was JPEG Mafia. Hope you guys enjoyed that. A former veteran, actually. And I definitely recommend his breakout album, Veteran. Just saw him recently, too, with Auden, actually. This is Craig Daw, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now, Auden requested to do the outro, so you have the floor, Auden.
I would just like to reiterate the intensity of JPEG's show last week. It was something other than I've ever experienced in my life.
Auden did a backflip.
I did a backflip off of the stage. Anyways,
come on, DJ Daw didn't bring us on here to talk music.
Right. So let me continue. I don't know if you guys have listened to DJ Daw's past hours, but I know that he loves to end his shows with Fruit Talk. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that NPR show, Fruit Talk.
Yes. Yeah. Can you explain what that is?
Right. So last week DJ Daw gave us one of his guests gave us a short soliloquy about plums. And tonight I'd like to tell you guys about peaches. Mm. So for the most part, peaches are, you know, they're good. But I don't know if you guys have tried donut peaches. Do you guys know what that is?
I can't say I do.
Donut peaches, they're literally peaches in the shape of a donut.
Blueberries are better.
And blueberries are just as good. But if you guys try making a cobbler with donut peaches and blueberries, you will be amazed. Not only will you be amazed
cobbler
by the cobbler.
Cobbler is so mid.
You're making it wrong.
Look, I'm just saying you can only eat cobbler in some situations. You can eat straight blueberries in any given situation.
Sure.
Give it 5 a.m. in the morning or 5 a.m. at night. You know?
Let me finish this up, guys.
Have you ever tried the French roast at DeWitt mixed with a banana?
I've actually never been to DeWitt in my life. But peach and blueberry cobbler, you guys will be amazed, almost as amazed as you are by